Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0500 hours. Fog. 57 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0600 hours. Fog. 57 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8RE.
Morning, KB8RE. This is Evo Passenger 8, Echo Delta 3 back, Mike and Saginaw. How are you doing this morning?
Bark into the microphone a little bit louder. We're on our way to the balloon launch in Frankenmuth. And go on the website and they canceled it due to cloud cover, which I don't think they probably should have. Little bit hazy, but you can see for miles. And it's just about to burn off, I think. I think they called this one wrong, but well, when they were supposed to pop 2 days ago, that was definitely a no-go. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger. I'm coming in Saginaw repeater. Yeah, I didn't know they were doing a balloon launch. I try to be a little bit, I try to speak off the microphone a bit because I don't know if I'm coming in real loud and clear this morning. But yeah, all right, yeah, I'm just sipping my coffee this morning and seeing who's out there. They did, I think there was some festivities going on in Frankenmuth over the weekend. So this is the balloon launch part of that. There was, I think Saginaw County Animal Care and Control were out there. There was, I think there were multiple people with booze and whatnot. Were you out there over the weekend?
We went out there a couple times, yeah. You got just a little hiss of maybe white noise, 3 to 5%. But your audio is much better and sound like $1 million, so I wouldn't sweat that signal making it in. I think the conditions are just about perfect for VHF today. We didn't go last night, which we probably should have, because they stood those balloons up, and they had them anchored down, and they were flashing a bad burn up in there, so they had the orange flames. They call it the glow or something. So they were showing them off, but I don't even think they've done any tethered rides last night. But I tell you what, we went up in that parking lot by the covered bridge and to get a closer look, because there wasn't a lot of people. I mean, everybody's up north. So we went up in there, and those titanium baskets they've got now, the gondolas, well, I tell you, they make them old wicker baskets look like straight-up trash. This new equipment they got, state of art.
Yeah, roger, KBOE, KFAE. Yeah, I have not seen a balloon up close, but I don't know if you're still up north a little bit, but down here in Saginaw, it's a little bit foggy. I got baseball diamonds behind my house, and I can still see the houses across the way, but it's pretty cloudy. I mean, I'm no balloon expert, but speaking of people going up north, I was up north this weekend. I didn't plan on coming back until today, but the weather was poor, and it could have been a whole lot worse. So I was up on the Asabo camping, and it was misting like all day Saturday, but not enough to where it was making you wet. Like it was drying as soon as it landed and whatnot. So yeah, we had a good time up there. But all right, KFA EDQ, back to KDAOE.
Back to KDAOE. Same here, Mike. Yeah, you can look up through the fog and see the blue sky out here on the flat. Just come out of the Farmville area. It was between Baxter and Tuscola. And so you could see probably 3 miles, but it was definitely hazy. But I suppose this will all burn off by about 9, 10 o'clock. And we're gonna have a good day. And we're supposed to go kayaking. Oh, there's a deer right in town. We have herds of deer here in Baxter. I'm a little bit concerned about the kayaking though, because I blew my shoulder out a couple days ago, and it's just killing me right now, so I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm a little concerned about going out and paddling a kayak around. I really want to, but I hurt really bad. I'm going to call my doctor tomorrow and see if I can get a steroid injection.
Yeah, all right. I think I was starting to lose you. You're still holding the repeater all right, but a little bit of rain, bacon frying coming in. But, anyway, you might want to flip over to Saginaw repeater soon if you're going to Frankenmuth. But, Yeah, good luck with your shoulder. I know those steroid injections can really work miracles for at least for a while anyway. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we'll catch you another time. I hear you quite often out here. How long you've probably been a ham for a while, but I've only been a ham for about a year, so I haven't been listening for years or anything. So I don't know who's who and everything, but it's good to meet you, Mike. My name is Mike as well. I'm in Saginaw. I'm using a Yaesu FTM-150, and I've got Comet 2x4 stuck on a cookie sheet over there. I'm in the garage, so the reception is not fantastic. I got all kinds of metal in here, and I should really put an outdoor antenna out, but that'll be a project for the future. Do you mind if I ask you about your equipment there?
I'm running I'm sure I'm making it in fine. Could just be changing band conditions. I'm running a Super Gainer 7500 on a triple magnet setup on the roof of the Blazer here. I'm doing 25 watts out of a cheap Chinese radio. And I think I got a whole, probably $100 into this whole setup. And I got the 7900 Super Gainer in the back, just in case I get somewhere where I'm on the fringe, I can get into those gray areas with that antenna. About a third, 50% bigger, or third smaller if you're looking at it from the other end of the equation. But I've been licensed since 93. This is an original novice call.
Yeah, roger that, Mike. KB8OE, KF8EDQ. Yeah, I kept my novice call. I got my general class in, like, I think it was July last year, and then I went on to get my extra in December. So I do a little bit of HF, but I like playing with walkie-talkies the best. Even the cheapo things, I don't care. I get a kick out of it. You know, I like to program my radios for different areas and experiment with different antennas and whatnot. My mobile setup in my pickup, I've gotten a Linko 520 in there, and it's set on I've got a, I can't remember if it's a Comet or, it's either a Comet or a Diamond or something, but I think it's a 28-inch antenna. And that seems to get out pretty good, but when I'm out camping, I like to try and keep it as lightweight as possible, so I'm usually sticking to 8Gs out there, but I might have to step up my game soon.
KB8OE, I used to cross band quite a bit. You know, if you're running something like that in a vehicle, you really need a double battery system with the couple of deep cycle batteries and then something to isolate, a rectifier bridge to isolate or whatever. But I made a wire antenna for 2 meters that was 5 half waves over a quarter. And you can look it up, but I make a lot of wire antennas. And you pull that thing up about 25 foot long, you get it between 2 trees, and you got a beam gain in an Omni. And that's a great antenna for a campsite. And then made a lot of fan dipoles for HF. But KF, your prefix is KF, and it's an original novice. You must have had your license for a while then, too.
No, they're still handing out KF prefixes. I hear him every once in a while. He checks into our net, KF8GDA. And so they're in the KF, you know, G, maybe getting into the H's soon, I don't know. But yeah, I got this call sign. It was my hamiversary on the 15th. So it's been just over a year now since I got my tech class. I'm still learning. I haven't made any of my own antennas, but I was thinking about maybe a J-pole. There's plenty of trees and stuff in the area, obviously, because, you know, out in the woods, but I was thinking about maybe getting a J-pole and hanging it in a tree or something, seeing if that would get me any better reception, but I got a little Anytone. I can't remember what the model. I think it's a 778, just a 25-watt dual band Anytone. And I, you know, I can hook a battery up to that and run that for a little while, and that'll give me a little bit more juice, and I could probably use a little bit bigger of an antenna instead of one on an HD. But, you know, I seem to get in all right on, like, maybe three repeaters up there. There's the one in Mile, K9NOP, and then K8OAR, and the one in Rose City, I think it's W8BMI.
There's one in West Branch, too. The G-pole, if you get the ladder line, the 450-ohm ladder line, you can do that at the Fong one and hang it up with, like, a 35-pound test fish liner. My go-to is that parachute cord, but usually they end up being long, bigger and badder, you know, heavier. And so here's the deal. That one I was telling you about is the collinear that uses the twin lead as a feed. You can use the 300 ohm, the old ribbon cable from the TVs. And then you have a coil that's your phasing stub or your hairpin, similar to a hairpin. And then you go over that with half waves and keep doing coils and half waves. And then, so your J-pole is going to be like 3 dB or close, and then every time you stack up one more, you get another 3 dB, or once you get two of those half waves over that quarter wave feed stub, you have to go 4 of them to get another 3 dB, so you can get up there about 9 decibels with 5 of them, 9, 10 decibels, and that compounds, it's like a cube effect. KF8 call, KF8OE. I'm timing it out or not, but anyways, that is an old novice call, but when I say mine's a novice call, it was before they were mixed with the generals and whatnot. It was when the suffix starts with P in this area, the 8 calls, and then goes AA, the O's, after that, the O's, like O, ZZ on up, they mixed them all because they had the no-code tech. Mine was I couldn't even go on 2 meters with my original, with this call sign when I first got the license.
Yeah, Roger. No, you're coming in real clean right now. So, yeah, you're sounding fantastic through the repeater. You didn't time out or nothing, so. KV8OOE from KF8EEQ, Echo Delta Quebec. Again, the name's Mike here in Saginaw. I really haven't looked into antenna design very much, but I'm not very, I don't know, it just doesn't come naturally to me, but obviously a longer antenna is better than a short one. And I've looked into making rat tails and fixing them to my radios, and it seems to help a little bit, but I want to get a bigger antenna. But it's been a pleasure. I'm out of coffee, and I gotta go grab another and let my dogs go back to bed. They've been up, they had a break, and they had their breakfast, so they're ready to go back to bed already. But it's been a pleasure talking to you, Mike, and have fun with your activities and thank you. This is KV8OOE from Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, Mike in Saginaw, and I'll be clear on your final.
Right on, Mike. You say rat tail, I think you're meaning the counterpoise off the HD. Those help. They do help. The beauty of the J-pole for that type of setup is it's not ground dependent. And if you do, you want to do something about a half wave below the feed point. So you got a little half wave as a counterpoise. And that supposedly helps with about maybe a decibel, half a decibel. But you can drag a J-pole, or a copper cactus up in a tree, but a little bit heavy. But you make those out of twin lead, and they're substantially lighter, and go don't have too long a run of the Mini 8. Otherwise, you'll experience some losses there. That's why I elected for 5 half waves over that. One of them was the J-pole itself, and then there were 4 more half waves over top with phasing coils. Or if you look at like an old Ringo Ranger, they got a hairpin, but the phasing coils are more compact. You can wrap them around PVC and then have it hang from the ends, and that makes a really nice antenna that rolls up. You can even wrap the whole thing around the HT, throw it in a case, and go. 7-3, Mike, and yeah.
All right, Roger, Mike. 7-3, my friend. KSA EDQ.
It's the time to out the machine. 7-3. Hopefully some of that info got through. Can you hit all these?
You're connected to CMN Network. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Connected to CMN Network. Special weather statement. Good morning, 0800 hours, fog, 57 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning, 0900 hours, fog, 56 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN network. Good morning, 1000 hours, fog, 56 degrees.
KE8YAV mobile. KE8YAV mobile.
Connected to CMN network. You're connected to CMN network.
W8FFR, radio check.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Fog. 56 degrees. Connected to CMN network. You're connected to CMN network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, fog, 56 degrees. currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, fog, 56 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, fog, 56 degrees.
KFHFBE, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8GBA. Come on back, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, fog, 56 degrees.
KFAGK.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, fog. 56 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, fog, 56 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFAGBA, listening.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Fog. 56 degrees. Connected to CMN network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Fog. 56 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8, GDA, listening.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Fog. 56 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8, GVA, listening.
Good evening, 21 hours. Fog. 56 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Fog. 56 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Fog. 56 degrees.